Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Rants and Raves. I'm Steph Beckett, and this is our pre-Infocom 2025 series in which we're highlighting some exciting sessions, also some exciting brands and companies that are going to be at the show. And joining me this time is Uniguest James Keene. First of all, how's it going? How's the pre-Infocom prep treating you?
Hi Steph. Thanks for inviting us on. Yes, it's all hands on deck. Lots going on. But yeah, always nice to have this little sort of touch point mid-year to think about what you've done, what you should be doing, and re-engage with the market. So all worthwhile, yeah.
Yeah, all worthwhile, but like crazy until it happens.
I'm UK based and look after the market for the whole business. So it feels like we only just get out of ISE, and then you're running headfirst into Infocom, and then you come out the back end of Infocom, and you're running headfirst into ISE again. So it's it's a never-ending cycle, but they're fun to attend, and well worth attending to stay on the sort of pulse of the industry and whatnot. So
absolutely, Well, tell me a little bit about Uniguest. Tell me a little bit about the history of the company and what you guys do.
So how far do you want to go back? So Uniguest, as the name sort of semi suggests, is traditionally a hospitality business. So where we came from was actually providing print services to hotels in the US. We obviously saw that maybe as a dwindling market, and we moved into the modern age, and technology became our core driver. Over the last 7 or 8 years, we've been highly acquisitive within the AV world. So, you know, the business saw an opportunity to diversify out of the hospitality market, out of some of the sort of more commodity technology items we were positioning back then, and we've started to acquire some fairly significant AV brands, OneLand Digital Signage, Triple Play IPTV, MediaStar IPTV, Autrum. So we've built a little bit through acquisition in the AV space, and maybe don't have the strongest brand equity yet in the space, but a lot of people will know a lot of the brands that are now part of our core solution offering. So we now operate, you know, we're a global business. We're probably 50-50 US, rest of world, and then we have a sort of range of what we call digital engagement technologies. So single platforms that provide engagement for clients in sports, in education, in enterprise, in hospitality, in senior living, in healthcare, retail, government, various others, and really taking the technologies we've acquired, enhancing them, developing them, making them work together, and providing sort of single platform market-ready solutions that meet the needs of each of the core markets that we work in. So hopefully that gives a little bit of a high level overview of who we are.
I think that was a great kind of like high level view. So tell me a little bit about what you're showing at Infocom. You kind of are focusing on three different hubs. So we've got Campus Hub, Sports Hub, and Enterprise Hub, which you said are kind of the three main ones you're focusing on at the show. Do you want to go through each one of them and kind of tell me a little bit about what this will look like at the show? I'd love to start with Campus Hub, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine. So Campus Hub is obviously designed around the needs of education. So a few years back, we acquired a software platform called eStream, which is an incredible platform, delivers media and content management, digital signage. It has AI functionality in there to allow simpler and more efficient operation of media asset control. Essentially, it's a single platform that delivers content to any endpoint you need, and that endpoint can include, you know, your VLE environments, your Moodles, or your SharePoints, or Teams, but it can also be your website, or it can be a link to a student directory, or a link to a student intranet. And so we have that as the core of Campus Hub, but we're then taking our other solutions, our IPTV platforms, to ingest content into that, and some of the sort of advanced features of other digital signage platforms to create sort of more rounded enterprise AV solution for the campus. So really, we haven't positioned this solution in the United States until very recently, and we sort of launched it internally to our team. And Infocom's really the first opportunity to take this out into the wild, get this hands-on with some of the educators and the education-focused AV integrators, and really sort of test the water with it, see if it's resonating. You know, there's organizations like Hetma we've talked to and shared the product with, and initial feedback's great. But ultimately, like I said, it's providing this single platform, single market-ready solution that offers all throngs of digital engagement that a campus might need. So whether that's communication to students, whether that's providing flipped classroom learning resources so the students can study at home and learn in the class, or whether it's, you know, providing entertainment in student halls and residences, things like that. But the platform offers all of these facets. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to bringing it to Infocom. You know, there's some more, let's say, more tactical offerings within that Campus Hub platform, things like lecture capture and digital signage. But it's sort of the magic in it really is that it's a single platform that has modular features and functionality that allow it to grow within an organization, within a university, within a college, within a school system.
Yeah. I'm interested then, so you have Sports Hub too, which is kind of a little bit more of an entertainment focus. And I'm guessing this isn't so much like one-on-one as like providing like a flipped classroom for students, but the engagement offerings are still kind of there.
Yeah, so Sports Hub is built around the functionality of what was our Triple Play platform. So it's largely IPTV, digital signage delivery, room signs, digital menu boards, and things like that. So we've deployed solutions in, I think, something silly like 450 stadiums and arenas around the world. And you know, this offering is essentially what we've been delivering for years, but it provides a stadium operator, a venue operator, a sports team, the ability to communicate to their audience en masse, but in nuanced ways. So, you know, it can be a broadcast platform, but it can also be a very nuanced communications tool where, you know, you can take your environment, you can take your stadium, you can take your organization, you can silo it down into, you know, the different groups of fans, the different groups of ticket holders, supporters. You can have internal, external facing content. You can have your retail zone, your F&B. You can have each of those different audiences addressed in a very unique and different way. On top of that, you know, you obviously provide event footage and event streams. So from the court or from the pitch, to the screens within the concourse, which will technically enable your ticket holders to leave their seats, go where they be, buy a hot dog, buy some drinks while the game's on, and not miss a minute. So it allows you to maintain revenue flows during an event. It allows you to increase the amount of transactions you do, and so the technology has a fan engagement, fan experience slant to it, but there's also this huge underlying, you know, revenue generative and ROI focused part of the solution, where, you know, now when we're talking, so, you know, 10 years ago, you know, we were talking to the IT person within a stadium, and they just wanted to deliver an IPTV system. That's what they wanted. Now it's not about that. Now it's about providing a platform for communication, a platform for education. So we talk to the partnerships teams, the marketing teams, we talk to the F&B manager, we talk to the operations team, we talk to technology people, but the technology is just one part of it. Ultimately, this comes down to how we're going to use it, who we're going to talk to, what we're going to say, and how we're going to benefit from that. So the Sports Hub solutions offers all of the all of the facets that that stadium needs, whether that's IPTV, signage, room signs, menu boards, video streaming, low latency encoding. It offers all of that, but it's taking a look at it from a, and how do you benefit? How does your team benefit? How does your fans benefit? And so yeah, it's a really popular platform, deployed globally in a number of places, a very high profile customers all over the world. And it's usually a very popular one for people to come and see us at Infocom. So obviously we'll have that with some of the latest features. We've had some new digital menu board features added and widgets to make that much simpler for people to manage. And we've also, you know, added enhanced encryption and various other things to make sure that this platform is secure and safe for customers using it.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, it sounds really popular if it's used in like 400 to 500 stadiums. Yeah,
I've lost count.
Amazing. I mean, that's a good thing to lose count of. Yeah. The last one that I kind of wanted to ask you about is Enterprise Hub. So is this kind of the one that's used in corporate offices?
Yeah, so Enterprise Hub is actually the, it's probably the one that leans most into all of the acquired technologies that we have. So it brings together a number of solutions. So we have our triple player IPTV signage in there. We have our eStream Enterprise video. We can utilize the MediaStar media players and an enterprise grade IP video delivery and reserve a meeting room signs and all these other technologies we acquired. But it essentially plumbs those together to deliver comms within a corporate office and it could be a central corporate office, it could be remote corporate offices, it could be multiple. So we work with a lot of clients where, you know, they want central head office control delivering content locally with an element of local control, and an Enterprise Hub allows that. It's at the core of it, you know, it's quite simple. It's, you know, delivering signage, it's delivering TV, delivering meeting room signs. But in recent years, since we acquired these brands, you know, we've added things like desk booking. So we had the meeting room booking solution, meeting room sign with Reserva. We've added desk booking to that, so that's enhanced that sort of intelligent workspace offering that we have, and so that's been great. We've then realized that, you know, during the last 4 or 5 years, there was obviously a major incident in the world that drove people into video calls, and so we saw a massive boom in Teams rooms and Zoom rooms and things like that. So the ability to communicate into those spaces, to utilize that investment to further enhance your digital signage and your communications network, has been really important. So, you know, with Enterprise Hub, we've added the ability to deliver signage content to Teams rooms, to Zoom rooms, to make sure that we can reach those audiences. But yeah, this is really about, you know, the Enterprise Hub is about a secure central control of communications messaging. It's about engaging your employees, engaging guests, and delivering any content to any device you want across a corporate network. Incorporating some of the features that the eStream software brought into Campus Hub, so the enterprise video, the single platform management of all your media content and assets, which again for the enterprise is hugely important. You know, you have your Teams calls, your conferences, your training sessions, your marketing videos, your demo content that you want to have a single place to keep all of that to deliver it to wherever you need that to be. And so our Enterprise Hub offers that service as well as part of what it does. So obviously all this will be on show at Infocom, and our expert team of demonstrators will probably share it much better than I did. But but yeah, it's there's some great technology in there, some wonderful innovations to share. I think we just had our quarterly major software releases go out in it was about 10 days ago. And so we'll be bringing all of that to Infocom and all of that to the audience. So hopefully there's some stuff there to get people's teeth into and to create a little bit of interest.
Yeah. Well, last question for you. Where can people find you on the Infocom show floor? And where can people find out more about Uniguest online?
So we are on booth 5186. And our website is www.uniguest.com. where you can go and view each of the individual hubs and the offerings there.
Awesome. Well, James, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to seeing you at the show.
Thank you very much, Steph. It's my pleasure, and hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah, sounds good. And for all of you watching or listening, this has been another episode of Rants and Raves. I'm Steph Beckett, and we will see you next time. Bye. Rave, rave, rave. With Rants and Raves.